first, a replacement pancreas that cures diabetic mice has been grown successfully in an animal of a different species by scientists in Japan. Tomoyuki Yamaguchi and his colleagues injected mouse stem cells into developing rat embryos. Once the rat had developed, they were able to transplant the pancreas tissue into a group of diabetic mice, fixing their blood sugar levels for more than a year. Zhou Chao, he's a stem cell biologist at Harvard University who wasn't involved in the research, took Chris through what the Tokyo-based team have achieved.
What they did essentially is they managed to grow a mouse pancreas in a rat, and then they subsequently harvest this mouse pancreas from the rat and transplant it into a diabetic mouse, and was able to show that this can reverse the diabetes of the recipient mouse.
Now, why is that a breakthrough?
First of all, this has never been done before. This whole process, I think, it points a potential way to grow organs for future clinical use in human organ transplantation. I think that's the exciting part of it. It's a proof of concept.
How did they do it?
So the way they did it is they took mouse pluripotent stem cells, also called embryonic stem cells, that are capable of giving rise to all tissues and body parts, and injected them into a very early stage rat embryo. And at this point, the embryo is just a ball of cells. The mouse injected stem cells intermingled with the resident rat stem cells, and together they give rise to a rat. But in this rat, which is called a chimeric rat, every tissue and body part has both rat cells and mouse cells. This is true for pancreas normally. You will have a mixture of rat cells and mouse cells, except in this case, now the scientist used the method to suppress the growth of the rat pancreas so that the pancreas itself is entirely or almost entirely made up of mouse cells.
And it was from that mouse pancreas tissue that they then extract this mouse pancreas and put that back into other mice to show that it works as pancreatic tissue capable of controlling their blood sugar.
Yes, exactly. They didn't use the entire pancreas, but groups of cells, these so-called endocrinitis cells, these are the hormone secreting component of the pancreas, secretes insulin to regulate blood glucose levels to cure diabetes.
Now, the pancreas that grew in the donor rat, was the tissue exclusively mouse tissue, or were there other rat tissues in there? Because the thing is that although they stopped the pancreas forming, they didn't stop things like important structures like blood vessels from forming. So did they end up with mouse pancreas tissue with rat blood vessels in it?
That is indeed the case. So you are exactly right. The majority of the cells in the pancreas are derived from the donor mouse, but a minor fraction of the cells came from the rat host, including blood vessels.
And is that not a consideration that when you transplant that tissue, were you to use a similar technique in a person, say, way in the future, you would potentially be transplanting animal blood vessel tissue with that organ? You might get a fairly vicious immune response against that foreign tissue, which could destroy your donor tissue.
Absolutely. That is a major concern. But what is surprising in this study is they have shown that if you use a relatively mild immunosuppressant to treat the recipient mouse for just a few days, that seems to be sufficient to suppress rejection.
What are the dangers of doing this kind of thing? If we are to see this come to fruition and we were to start using this as a source of spare parts for people, what could go wrong?
The clear danger would be in the creation of the chimeric human animal. You don't want contribution of human cells into animals' nervous system or even morphological features.
Are there risks from things like infection? Is there not a chance we could bring some additional infective cargo with it, which could unleash some kind of problem for everybody afterwards?
Yes, so that has been concern voiced for a long time. And for example, in the pig, there are xenogenic viruses that can move around. But there are new technologies that's been applied, for example, by a group in Boston, where they have been able to eliminate all the xenogenic viruses from the pig genome. So I think the technology is the point where we can get a super clean animal that don't have any viruses that could potentially be transmitted. I think that can be done technically, and people have taken important steps in that direction.
That's Zhou Chow from Harvard commenting on the announcement this week by scientists in Tokyo. The research was published in the journal Nature.